Freddie P on the line now. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, fellas, how are we today?
We're good. Yourself?
Very good.
Freddie, while we were talking off the air, you mentioned that you were sitting at your place in your skivvies enjoying a cup of coffee before we went on the air. And I asked you if that was a regular habit in the morning for you to get up, maybe shower, throw on some clean gitch, and then sit there and drink a coffee. Is this part of your routine daily?
Yeah, pretty well. Pretty much.
How come you don't get dressed and then have the coffee?
Well, actually, I haven't even had a shower yet. I get up. Here's what I do. I get up when I'm alone, eh? Because I wouldn't expose anyone else to this sight, of course. I get up. I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I actually do. I put the coffee on, then I go in and brush my teeth. I come out, sit and have a coffee, contemplate life, then make myself something to eat, then I have my shower. Because I'm the type of guy, if I showered then had breakfast, I'd go to work with peanut butter all down my elbows.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. But the reason I ask you that is because the Craig and Matt poll today is about grooming, because we were asking about cologne and do guys wear cologne anymore. I've never been a cologne or an aftershave type of guy, just straight up deodorant and hair gel, and I'm on my way. Now, what about you?
Same thing. My wife over the years has bought me cologne and... I use it the odd time, not day to day. I'm the same way. I don't like that sort of artificial fragrance, if that's the proper word. I'm the same way. I just like a nice, fresh-smelling deodorant stick. I like the gel stick, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The gel stick.
Yeah, I prefer the gel stick as well. Now,
so I use that, and same thing, a little bit of gel in my hair maybe to keep, you know, some body.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as squirting on the aftershave, or whatever you call it, the cologne aftershave, no, I don't. As a matter of fact, I used to, you know, spray a little on if I was dressed up in a suit and going out somewhere. But I don't even really do that, because when I smell it on other guys, it's like, you know what, I just don't want to be there. I want to just be the natural fella.
Another question that Craig posed is, when you're applying the deodorant, do you apply and then put your shirt on, or do you put a shirt on and then apply?
Oh, no, I apply. I get out of the shower, I shave, put the deodorant on. No, I get out of the shower, I do my hair right away, because
mm-hmm.
I like it to be damp when I do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then I might grab the deodorant stick at that point, or I may shave and then put the deodorant on. But never do I put it on after the shirt. Why would I do that?
See, this is what I asked Matt, because he does that. He puts his shirt on and then his deodorant. This makes no sense, because you're going to stretch the shirt, I say.
Yeah, why, Matt? Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself through that?
Because nobody, including myself, wants to see me shirtless for any extended period of time. So when I get out of the shower, I don't even dry off. I just put the shirt right on immediately.
He goes into the shower with the shirt on.
Yeah.
I've seen the lovely Maria do the same thing. She puts her blouse on or whatever it is, and then she starts maneuvering in there to get the deodorant. I said, this makes no sense to me.
I can't. You know, I could see if you're, you know, it's a midday freshen up or something, but...
Mm-hmm.
Out of the shower, like, it just makes no sense. Come on.
Now, interesting, too, that you mentioned you shave after the shower. I always shave going into the shower, because then I get the chance to rinse all the shaving cream away from, you know, my ears and up my nose and wherever else it's gone.
Well, Craig, let me explain something to you. And I know a lot of guys, so some guys shower or shave in the shower, I know, but I don't, because I need a mirror, and I know you can get those for the shower and radios and all that, but I don't have any of that. I find if I shower, then get right out, do my hair quickly, and then shave after the shower, it allows my beard to stand up or something, whatever it is. It just makes for a closer, nicer shave for me, because I'm a bit of a fuzzball type, peach fuzzy type guy. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And I understand exactly.
At this point in life, Freddie, anything standing up is good, right?
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you. Make her stand up and bark.
Is that what happens, Freddie? It barks? You're a circus freak. Well. Okay, well, good to know. And you brush your teeth prior to the shower, or in the shower, or after the shower, Freddie?
Oh, no. Right as soon as I get up, I brush my teeth. I have to.
You ever go, like, a weekend without?
Without what?
Well, brushing your teeth.
No, I can't. I couldn't. No, I just can't.
Do you floss, Freddie?
I need that zesty. Yeah, I floss, but not enough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We never do.
A couple of times a week, which really isn't enough.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
it's
anybody.
Funny,
flosses
you know, this whole
enough.
Flossing phenomenon. When I was a kid, nobody flossed. I didn't floss. You know?
No.
Now they say you know the disease. If you get the bad gums, it can cause all sorts of other health issues.
Sure.
So.
Well, you get your gingivitis.
Yeah, and then you get the bad rank breath, which, man, there is no worse stink than someone with a bad gingivitis, that sour smell that comes out of the mouth. I mean, you could stand around a lingering fart, and it's not as bad as the gingivitis, I think.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. It's interesting about flossing, too, because it's the type of thing, once you do it, it's tough not to do it, because that's the thing with me. It's like, you know, if you go a couple of days without it, it's like, oh, I have to do this because it just doesn't feel right unless mm-hmm. you release all those particles from between the molars.
Yeah, and you know, it's everybody does this stunt too, where you go for your 6-month cleaning at the dentist, and everybody like a day or so before just starts flossing
just
like a madman.
Pounds away at that thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly. That's what my hygienist says all the time. She knows when guys do that because they come in with their gums bleeding.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They've been at it.
They actually come to the thing with their gums bleeding. So it was like 10 minutes before the dental appointment. They're like, you know, they got like rope between their teeth.
Yeah. They're
in the car in the parking lot just doing it.
Pulling out pork rinds and Oreo bits and the whole thing. Yeah, the dentist, that's got to be one of the toughest jobs in the world, too. I've always felt very bad for the dental hygienist mm-hmm. because, as we say, not enough people floss, and I'm sure, my God, they must see some gross
things. What's the worst job ever? Can you imagine 8 hours a day looking in people's gaping holes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because even if you have good oral hygiene, still poking around in there, you're going to get the odd little, you know, you're going to get some bleeding, you're going to get some particles, scale particles.
Yeah,
you're going to get some food bits. It's like, that is your job every day to go in mouths and clean. Like, come on.
It might be the worst job. I would dry heave all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be gagging off to the side.
As you're cleaning, you'd be throwing up in the guy's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know they make great money, but not enough. I'm sorry.
No.
Not enough.
Now, back to the...
Whatever they make, it's not enough. Let me ask you guys something. Do you moisturize?
No, nothing.
No.
Nothing. Not a thing. And my lovely Maria is an esthetician. She's always on me to use some skin product, but I don't do anything. Just shower, shampoo the hair, rub the shampoo around all the body parts, and out.
That's what I do, too. I use the shampoo.
Yeah.
I don't use bar soap. It makes me too dry. I don't use body wash. I just use a nice mild shampoo on my head. In all my dirty parts. Here's the thing about moisturizing, though, and you know, you speak of your wife, and mine got me on to the moisturizing. It really helps. She buys this natural face cream. I don't know exactly what it's called at the body shop, and what a difference! You get out of the shower, you do all your stuff, and then the last thing you do is this application of this face moisturizer, and it just makes you feel cleaner and zestier and smoother. And then I use. I think it's called Lubriderm or something, a little heavier, and I use it on my shoulders, my arms, and my legs, and it's very nice, fellas, to moisturize.
Well, there you go.
The idea of Freddie standing there butt naked in his bathroom, moisturizing
with Lubriderm.
Well, that's right, and I have to get it in all the creases, too, in the bowl.
Sure, yeah. Well, listen, Freddie.
Because all day, that's where I keep my wallet now, right?
In the folds?
Yeah, in the fold, just below my belly button, and
tucked away nicely. All right, Freddie. On that note, we gotta go.
All right, guys. Great to talk to you.
Always a passion and a pleasure of mine during the week is to speak to Freddie P from CanadianThinker.com. Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk maybe a little hockey and politics, eh? But that's out the window.
Nah, we got to talk about your gingivitis and your folds, Freddie. That's
right on. Loving you, fellas.